can't believe you're here again. After I told you to get lost, did you not listen to me? All of this is a waste of time. And if you aren't going to listen to me, I'm not going to talk. Why do you look so sad about that part? Hopeless guy. You just don't get it, do you? All of this. Everything I'm doing. My purpose is my family. And you. You're a stranger. A good-intentioned, troublesome stranger. What about that, don't you understand? Even I have to laugh at the absurdity of it. You chase me around, saying I'd make a good boyfriend, but you don't know the first thing about me. Do you even know what you're getting involved with? Look, you're a regular person. A human. I'm not like you. I don't care if you're attracted to me. We're different. Look, I'm trying to save you. Just because you helped me out that one time. I was low in blood and you saved me. You did. I acknowledge that. That's why you're still breathing right now. But now you need to learn to let go. You and I, we live in two different worlds. When I say that, I don't say it to be mean. It's just the objective truth. We do not exist the same. I know you want to get to know me. I get that you're attracted to me. You're attractive too, for what it's worth. Not that I feel much of those emotions, but I thought it'd be worth being honest since you've been nothing but. Listen to me. The moment you get close to me, the moment the wrong eye sees you, you're dead. I don't know how else to spill it out for you. I'm a dangerous man, and not one that suits you at all. Only you can decide that. You deserve to know the risks. You don't deserve any of that. No, I told you I don't do it out of hate. You're stubborn, I'll give you that. But stubbornness only gets you so far. When one wrong move is everything. I don't want to risk my life's savior with something like that. I mean it. Every second you're with me is dangerous. I'm not lying. I'm worried for you. You deserve better than a world that's unkind to you. My purpose is everything. It's different than yours. Even if you were to dabble in this world, I'm sure you don't have a talent in it. What do you even mean by that? Smart. Definitely smart guy. So you figured out what world I'm a part of. I get it. But you're a human and not a sorcerer. I'm not even what you think I am. You already guessed wrong twice about two very important details about me. 1. I'm not the good guy. 2. I'm not a sorcerer. You're right. I've done some pretty terrible things, too. You sure you'd be okay? You answered before I finished. You're too accepting of people. It's admirable on a certain level, but you're taking it so far. I get it. If you want me to check you for cursed energy, I will. Just don't be too disappointed when it's not enough to become a sorcerer. Stand there. Nothing. Now get lost. It's obvious. Why are you getting so close? And how would you know if I'm lying? You've known me for 2 weeks. We're not old friends. We're not more than that. We're acquaintances. So you want me to believe you studied me enough that you figured out when I'm lying? I don't like lies either. But you know what I hate more than lying? Innocent, good-hearted people dying for nothing. Especially ones who saved my life. If you must know, you have a huge innate talent, to the point where it would be criminal for you not to be a sorcerer. Is that what you wanted to hear? Because for once, I have to say that unironically. Your talent is huge. Don't go gloating. Train you. You're impossible. Even if I was to train you, what then? You would parade around with me. I told you, I'm not the good guy. I'm anything but. If I tell you I'm not even human, what would you say then? Even more attractive. Why? Now you're just not making any sense. Why does that? I'm beginning to think this is an uphill battle that I can't win. Suddenly, I feel like Sisyphus. Damn it. Listen to me. Using that I owe you. Why won't you let me protect you? I was already watching over you, yeah. But you can't let them know. This has to stay a secret. I don't want you to suffer because I made a mistake. I'm serious. I'm not supposed to care about anyone but my family and our goals and our deal with certain people. If you still want to fight with me, even knowing you'd be in the wrong, you'd go that far. Why? Please understand. Not trying to doubt your resolve. I can see it as clear as day. You so obviously. You want this. You must really believe in me. You can tell by my eyes. What exactly can you tell? Make no mistake, I'm not lying when I've said I've done horrible things. I've lost family, striving for something. Something desperate. Something deadly. But you're not going to take no for an answer. I can see that written all over you. Fine. If we must do this song and dance, then come along, I guess. I never agreed to... You'd risk your life even more. Dating me? I get I'd be, as you put it, a hot boyfriend catcher, whatever you said. It's not my forte. I never thought I would ever dabble in romance, so it didn't really cross my mind. Not flustered, I just... I don't have experience with this. So you'll pardon me if I'm not an expert. Look, I can't tell you everything. But I'm an experiment. My whole family was. Everything I'm doing is for them. There's 9 of us. There was 9 of us, at least. Not anymore. Bad things happen when you're on the wrong side of things. I think that goes without saying. But for me, it's especially so. I've faced people who are monsters. In their skill and talent. Not so much anything else. At least they're not as much of a monster as me. As it turns out. I get it. You're going to pursue what you want, regardless. There's nothing I can do to stop you. So I suppose it'd be safer if you were right next to me at all times, so we'll date on the surface, at least. Hugging me right away. Well, I guess I understand it, just... Jeez. Are you really that into me? Hopeless. That's what you appear to for me. Must you? Not asking me if I hate it or not. That's an unfair question. I can't answer for professional reasons. Even to my beautiful boyfriend. It's because it's awkward and dangerous. If I start feeling for you for real, then I might be compromised. When you look at me, you're so genuine, it's flustering to say the least. I sense it. I'm more perceptive to most aspects of the human body. The little things, that's why I can tell how genuine you are. Why I was unsettled by it, not because it makes me upset or disappointed, no. It just surprised me. Humans are full of lies, full of hatred. But neither seems to be on you. You discovered what I am, at least partly. And it didn't scare you. At least you didn't show any fear at all. Either you're the world's most convincing liar, or that just wasn't what concerned you. You seemed to feel genuine sadness when I talked about losing my family. You also... Well... when you talked about how attractive I am, I could tell you felt that way. Let's just leave it at that. I'm not blushing. I know I'm pale, but it doesn't... Fine, I am. Are you happy with hearing that? I have low defenses when it comes to attacks of this sort. Listen to me. Never mind. You clearly are impossible. If you want me like that, then I'll gladly be yours. At least we can let it look that way. I know, sweetheart. It's okay if I call you that, isn't it? Your heart skipped a beat. Now it's just beating a little bit faster. My sweetheart. Did that make it better or worse, do you think? Good guess. As for... I know. I'm very aware that you'd like it to be real. I suppose that would be better for both of us. It's just... I don't even know if I'm capable of love. And what I am isn't made for that. In the slightest. Though I'll admit, you get under my skin. You feel real. You don't seem like you're pretending. Not even a little bit. And that alone is very attractive. But more than attractive, it's special to me. One might sound stupid on the surface. I care not if that's how I appear. My existence is an abomination. I've long since come to the peace with that part of me. Though which side, I wonder. Truthfully, I go back and forth. More a curse, more human. Something just perfectly in between. I want to be something that feels love, that can protect his family, that can protect you. Your loophole there is amusing. If marriage supposes you to be family, you would do it right now. So I should consider us married at this very moment. I should take you as my husband. My betrothed. I am unsure of how serious you are. Your playful antics, even with my senses as they are. Though regardless of if you mean it right here and now, it doesn't sound so bad having someone like you that I could call family as well. With your potential, I could teach you how to defend yourself, too, if nothing else. Be safe. For now, it's going to be difficult for you to wander outside. Even if we're together, they may try and take you hostage, or just kill you outright. An unknown variable often gets dealt with that way in this society. I'm ashamed to admit it, but there are some stronger, much stronger than me, If we were to run into them, it would mean all but certain death. I don't know. There's much that I don't. I wish I knew everything, so that I could tell you all the answers that you wish. But for now, I didn't expect you to be this way. That's a lie. I did, I just wasn't mentally prepared for it. Some part of me, it feels something resonate with you. When our hearts beat just about in tune, I can feel it, a warmth like nothing before. And I guess your teasing side, it is effective in its own right. Well, regardless of that, I want to love this, and I do. But I need you to promise me one thing. Do not die. No matter if you have to sacrifice me or anything else, survive. I don't want you gone. And please, at least try and have a bit more discretion. Your enthusiasm, it's magnetic. But you got yourself into a dangerous situation. And I can only imagine that's going to happen quite a bit. Your warmth is comforting. Am I not cold to you? Like ice. They say it's a side effect of the bonding between humans and curses. The forbidden living and dead. The cost of being half alive, half dead. The coldness of my blood. It only feels warm when it's spilled. It's twisted, isn't it? In truth, we have nothing in common, do we? Hobbies. I never got to think about things like that. It was practice for me. Practice, and I suppose my one guilty pleasure. Cooking. Even if we couldn't really have such leisurely times, occasionally the opportunity would present itself to make a meal for my family. Was more symbolic than it was practical, and yet it was wonderful just having the warmth of the meal around. I still have a fond memory of me and some of my brothers. We were watching something in a kotatsu, and we all managed to laugh a lot. The comedy program. None of us thought it would be funny. In truth, I don't know why we turned it on in the first place, but I cherished that moment, that memory. Sadly, I'll never see those two again. But there are others in my family that yet I can save and protect. And thanks to you, I have one new family member. I did it out of order, didn't I? Then, allow me. Will you marry me? Did I do something wrong? as I witnessed and what little literature I was able to consume, there was a picture book of sorts where a man pins his would-be lover down and while kissing them right before asks them, "Will you marry me?" And then, of course, they partake of the marriage itself. May I take that as a yes? Who would know this would happen? Did you expect it? Hunger I didn't know I had. A need for you, just the way you are. In such a way that my heart won't stop racing. Yours too. Then I have nothing to apologize for. No, not anymore. I believe there was another portion to that literature. Something called a mating press. Where I aligned myself like this. Oh, but first we would have to be naked. That wasn't human romance patterns. A hentai. A porn. I did think it odd. Oh, part of the marriage ceremony involved putting your dick inside of someone. What else should I have called it? A lewd word. Does it really sound like that? To me, it sounds natural, as what I want to do with you involves it. It looks quite agreeable at this moment. You're needy with the way you move. I can feel your arousal all over me. I can feel everything. This is what you wanted, to be close to me, right? Is that what you wanted it to be? Like this? Even if I drag you into a dangerous world, would you forgive me over a kiss? Over a marriage? Over mating? I almost came
And who said you could stop? Not until you're honest. Tell me how good I make you feel. I want to hear it in your words. Movement of your own. An improvement. Does rubbing against my knee really feel so good while you kiss me like an animal? I never said I minded it. You were close, very close, so damn close. Even with her clothes on, I want you to feel me. I can feel every detail of you down here, against me in the most intimate way. On instinct, your hips find me. Finding purchase every time. More. More. I'm just falling. What your body seems to ask for. Taking time to worship you. To make you feel me, no matter what. I may not be able to hold back. Coming. Shooting all over you. I ruined your clothes while I was at it. I apologize for that. But I won't apologize for this. Does it feel even more naughty that I've come on your tummy? That it sink into your belly button? That I've made a mess of you, your outfit, and any exposed skin? I want you, and I don't know the first thing about this, but I won't let learning be an excuse. No, excuses are for the weak. There's no clothes in the way now. Everything feels to the 10th power. I can't stop myself, but for a moment before instincts kick in. Even then, it is just rubbing, grinding. The lower part of my cock reaching the lower part of yours is so hot. I love every second of this. Nothing about this humping is dry. Not anymore. A streak of your own arousal mixing with mine. You glisten down here like a fine feast. Why do you stop me? Too sensitive. Even still, should I not prepare you? You're ready. You don't want to wait. Impatient, aren't we? But if you wish, I will take you slowly. Easy. Reaching you. This is true bliss. I'm sorry for ever doubting this mating press position that you so seem fond of. Ever since you heard of it being my introduction to marriage, you haven't stopped looking that way, and instinctively you spread your legs wide enough for me to grab onto. Those thighs, like they wanted me to dig my fingers in to hold you flat like this and descend into you to meet you right. I can get so deep inside you. Deeper. Tell me if it's uncomfortable. You swear you would. Then I'll accept that for now. But we're not done yet. Deeper still. The curve of my dick. It's scraping against your upper limits. Does it reach a nice place? Yes. This place right here. I can feel it's different. Your reaction alone. I'm all the way sheathed inside you. Yes. I'll start moving when you're ready. There is no rush. How I would love to move, but only when it's your wishes, won't. As you wish. I will partake upon my carnal prize and consummate the marriage. Even just now, I would ask you to count the amount of times I bottom out inside of you. I've heard it distracts the brain in ways that make it melt. And I feel you already clamping down on me. You're too good. You feel far too good. I can't help it. I love looking at you. Our face is so close. We could... kissing into the mating breath. Fuck. I feel so good. This is not nearly enough. We do not work like humans. My body is not satisfied with just filling you once. No. No. Does it feel good this way? Again, my weakness. Your insides feel too good. Everything about this feels exquisite. You are mine now. I'll take nothing else. No excuses. Nothing in the way. More. I'll take more. Up you go. Are you sure your legs can handle you? I have a solution. I merely need to pull you back into me entirely. Using the wall as a nice point of contact. All the better to make love to you deeply. That feels good. I'm holding back. Not too soon. I want it to be more meaningful when I come at you inside. When I fill you up, I want it to mean everything. Ah! So much is leaking out of you. What a shame to waste it. Even I have my limits, but I won't let you see me falter, not even once. If I'm to be yours, I will be yours and have you as my own. I'm going to come at this rate again. Take it all. Come with me, won't you? My body's shaking. That's my first time. I've never in my life felt this way. And the more we bonded, the more looking into your eyes felt less like a dream and more like a fantasy. It's hard to believe you wanted me, let alone that you got me. It's surreal, looking you in the eyes, wrapping my arms around you, feeling your intense warmth bleed into me, and mine find purchase in your depths. I've never felt this good. Not even close. Never dreamed that love could find me. It was always something for someone else. Something meant for the good guys, I suppose. But I wanted you. I did. I still do. I don't care how different we are, how much the world hates our joining, how many struggles we face. I don't mind. You are, after all, my beloved husband. This is a fact now. One I will not allow you to forget under any circumstances. You and I are forever bound. I won't let you go. Not any place without me. I'm afraid. You must live and live long. I won't let go, no matter what.